Governor Doug Ducey's budget proposal designates quite a bit of new spending for education, about $600 million in new funding to be exact. A small slice of that would go to a program that focuses on educating school leaders instead of students. The Beat the Odds Leadership Academy was launched in 2017 by nonprofit think tank the Center for the Future of Arizona, and it puts school principals through an intensive leadership training program that lasts 2 years. Sybil Francis is the president and CEO of the center, and I sat down with her in our studios to talk more about the program and its goals.
The interesting thing about school leadership is that it turns out that 25% of school outcomes can be attributed to the school leader. So student outcomes are directly related to how strong a leader that you have. So this is obviously an inspiration for this program, and we were looking at what the greatest leverage points were that we could exercise in order to improve student outcomes.
So you've now graduated over 210 people in many, many different districts around the state. Tell us more about the program. What kind of leadership training are we talking about when we're talking about bringing principals in and giving them new skills?
We call it an executive MBA for school principals because the curriculum actually borrows from best practices, certainly across the country in other schools, but also from the military as well as in business. So one of the core pieces of the curriculum, in fact, are case studies from those different sectors. And principals who are in this program are taught by excellent leaders in Arizona, excellent principals that we select from, including Principal of the Year, the Rodel Academy principals. So they engage in this very rigorous curriculum. And I think one of the benefits of it as well is that they are working with each other. So they bring a case study from their own experience into the classroom through this work.
And how do folks get involved? Are you sort of prioritizing certain schools over others?
We have prioritized low-income schools, although it is open to any school and it's at a level that is of impact for any school leader. But because low-income schools often are associated with lower performance schools, we have chosen to try to focus on that. So we really work with the district leadership as well as the school leadership to identify schools that want to participate. And the cohorts are about 25 principals. So it's a cohort model, and we have 25 principals from a group of schools that are working together through this two-year program.
So you say there's a connection between student achievement then and the leadership in the school, which is not like an intuitive thing to understand. What kind of results have you been able to see for students? How does this trickle down?
Well, it is very interesting to your point about we don't often think about principals, because I think it's, of course, very important to have fantastic teachers in every classroom. But if you think about it, just like in any organization, if you don't have a strong leader, you can have the best teacher and that teacher may get burned out or discouraged. So it's really the principal that is setting the culture and the vision and the goals for the school. So that's one reason that school principals are so important and that we're excited to be working on that piece of the larger educational challenge. The kinds of results we've seen is we've seen increases in scores in AZ Merit, in math. We've seen similar results in other areas that students are tested in. So we are seeing direct correlation with student outcomes.
So what's the idea behind this kind of approach in terms of like looking toward the leaders as opposed to, because we debate education funding all the time, you know, putting more money toward retaining teachers or recruiting new ones or directly to students? How do you kind of convince folks that this is a good approach?
Well, I think once people understand not only that such a high percentage of student outcomes can be related back to the strength of the principal. But also, if you think about it, the principal is really the greatest leverage point that we have, because certainly funding is important for schools, but even barring additional funding, that school leader does have the ability to set the vision for the school, set goals, and create a culture of high expectations for a school.
So the governor is now proposing some more additional funding for this to expand it, I understand. How much and how big of an impact do you think that could have?
The governor has proposed $250,000 per year in additional funding for this initiative. And what that's really going to do is it's going to help schools that are low income that need additional resources to be able to participate in this. So it's going to expand the pool of schools that are able to participate, because it does cost schools some funding.
So 5 years, 10 years down the line, where do you envision this kind of program going? Do you want to train every principal in the state? Do you want to get them through this?
We do have an ambition to be statewide. We have been in the Phoenix metro area as well as the East Valley. We've expanded. We're starting our expansion into Flagstaff. We'd like to expand into southern Arizona. So yes, as a matter of fact, we do envision this as a statewide initiative.
I would also just put all of this into context. Obviously, it sounds like you started this before, you know, we saw teacher walkouts and we saw protests at the Capitol with Red for Ed, et cetera. But this has been an ongoing narrative that, you know, education in Arizona is not good enough. We have to do something to fix it. What do you think about this in terms of being a small part of the bigger education kind of funding conversation in the state? Where do you see that going?
Well, as I said, I think funding is an important factor in education, but I think we also have to be thinking about other things in the system. So leadership, how are we delivering? What are our models of delivering learning to students? You know, we think that we're done, that we have the model that we'll already have, but in fact, we actually need to think about innovative new ways to deliver education, frankly, so that every single student succeeds. And right now, we don't have that model. We have a good model that's worked for a while, but I think we need to keep innovating, just like every other industry does.
Sybil Francis is the president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona. Sybil, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Lauren. I love to be on your show.